Construction of the M1 streetcar line continues along Woodward in Detroit, 3.3 miles running from downtown to Grand Boulevard in Midtown, New Center area. The new streetcars won't be up and running until sometime in 2017. Meantime, many are left wondering, what could it be like to hop on a high-speed electric train in Detroit and get whisked to spots around Southeast Michigan, even Toledo? Well, this was happening 100 years ago. Metro Times managing editor Michael Jackman recently posted a map from 1915 of Detroit's electric rail system. Michael, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. It's wonderful to be here.
Where'd you find this map? Will you describe it for us?
Well, it's sort of a chart showing the various branches of electric rail that spread out of the city 100 years ago. On the map, you can see the city's a dense network of electric streetcar lines. And they sort of branch out into, I believe they went to Toledo, Flint, Port Huron, even as far as Jackson.
And heading out, heading east-west and also heading out to the suburbs so you could get yourself out to Pontiac. It boggles the mind to think how easily people could get around.
Sort of interesting, isn't it, that 100 years ago, the Detroit United Railway operated more than 800 miles of electric track. And we're, of course, excited about our 3.3-mile line that will be built in 2 years.
And the one fare, it would get you all across town. And then you also say there were 600 miles in the high-speed interurban lines.
Yes, although high-speed 100 years ago would be something like 30 or 35 miles an hour. But still, that was when you consider that the roads in bad weather were muck that you couldn't even get a cart through, it's pretty impressive.
It really is, you know, and you think about it, for a lot of us who have to battle traffic every day, this is like almost a punch in the gut. What happened?
Well, I guess you could say the State Highway Commission happened. In 1901, it was formed in Michigan, and it's little remembered today, but road building was a huge enterprise in the first few decades of the 20th century. Laying down concrete and asphalt essentially lifted cars up out of the muck, and they were able to compete with the interurbans, as they were called, which had significant operating costs. Soon, you could just be puttering your car into small towns, and it sort of had a liberating effect for the average American who was suspicious of the railway trusts.
Oh, there was that. Okay. And then probably, you know, if we're looking ahead and excited about the future, trains kind of seemed old-fashioned, didn't they?
Well, you know, it's a funny thing. Across the world, other cities and countries found a way to keep their electric rail systems, their trams. America seems to have been unique in sort of throwing away a whole mode of transportation because it was regarded as obsolete.
And certainly Detroit's automakers wanted to see people sitting in their products as the 20th century wore on, not zipping around on electronic trains and streetcars and trams.
Well, famously, in the 1939 Futurama exhibit at the World's Fair, General Motors showed a world of smooth, clean pavement, private automobiles, and there wasn't a streetcar in sight.
It's interesting, in the article that you have in Metro Times, Michael, you point out that electric rail for mass transit certainly has been touted as a way to create economic growth. So here we are, everything old is new again.
Yeah, it's sort of interesting the way it's come full circle. But it's so surprising to consider how significant that network was. It really was the largest regional network of electrified rail in the country. And now, you know, in order to find pieces of it, you have to lift up the asphalt. Mm. It's still under there.
Mm, really? And, of course, as we say, now we're all watching as Detroit builds this 3.3-mile line from downtown to the new center. But you pointed out how long that's taking. Why did you point that out?
Oh, just a bit of fun, I suppose. If we are really building rail at the rate of 1 mile per year, then we'll be all caught up with 1915 sometime in the 29th century.
There we go. Something for somebody to look forward to, because it is not going to be us. Michael Jackman of the Metro Times. Always great to talk with you. We want to thank you for taking us back to the future.
Thank you. My pleasure.